And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's not waste any time. This is Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys.
Been weathered and scarred by history. I know my word ain't worth a good goddamn. I'm just a grain of sand stuck in your boot. In the pines down by the river where our old love died. Oh, darling, can you hear my call floating through the breeze like a cannonball? My heart let out a trumpet sound. The love apart. You were born in the pouring rain. I was a hurricane. I'd wreck it all. So I resigned to live in black and white. A cruel kind of light that harbors shadows, that harbors shadows. Oh, baby, won't you meet me in the pines down by the river where our old love died? Oh, darling, can you hear my call floating through the breeze like a cannonball? The river where our old love died. Oh, darling, can you hear my call floating through the breeze like a cannonball?
All right, welcome to the program, everybody. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, August 30th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, often enough, and a rundown of local musical events for the weekend. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you. Glad you're here with me. Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. All right, kind of a dreary, rainy morning here in mid-Missouri. Rain likely most of the day today, and it looks like for the whole weekend, maybe. Anyway, hope you all enjoy the day and the weekend, and I'll do my best to help you out with that with some good music. This morning, I've got Austin Jones of Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys. He'll be with me in the studio here shortly. He's heading this way. He's a wonderful songwriter and singer and is a guitarist, and he's the founder of local blues rock band Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys. Many of you are probably familiar, as he's very busy around these parts and makes a lot of appearances. We'll talk with Austin in just a little bit here and see what he and the band are up to. We'll have some fun like we do here on Open Mic every Friday. All right, we'll also do a rundown of some of the things that are happening tonight and tomorrow over the weekend. So there's lots to do out there. Get out and have some fun, even if the weather's not cooperating a whole lot, okay? All right, also swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The doors are always open. I love it when people stop in and say hi. You're welcome to anytime. Once again, we're up here in the second story above the beautiful downtown Broadway in between 9th and 10th in the old Dalton building. Incredible place to do radio from, and we've been doing it for many, many years. Streaming across the town and across mid-Missouri for 45 years or so on KOPN 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kopn.org. Before we get too busy, let's say thanks to Lou Nevins for joining me last week here in the studio. Lou is fantastic. He's been contributing to the music scene here in Como for a long, long time. He's still at it, too. His new project, Fumes, is really, really good. You can check him out if they're out and about. I think they're playing, I think Sissy Paycheck, actually, another one of his projects, is playing at Berlin maybe in the next couple nights. I'll let you know about that when we do our rundown of what's happening this weekend. But anyway, keep your eyes and ears open for Lou Nevins and any of the projects that he's involved in. He's a fantastic musician and a really cool guy. All right. You can find information about the band on Bandcamp and Facebook, that kind of thing. I go to Bandcamp looking for Lou. Just put in Lou Nevins, L-O-U-N-E-V-I-N-S, or The Fumes on Bandcamp as well. They've got a page there for the new band. All right. All right. If you missed the show or any others, you can find them on the web at Mike Hagan, M-I-K-E. H-A-G-A-N, MikeHagan.com. Just click on the link that says Open Mic Radio, and that'll take you to the archives where all of these shows can be accessed and downloaded and shared with your friends or whatever, okay? Yeah, all the stuff's up there, and I'm glad to share it with you, okay? All right, it's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial, streaming again on the web all around this beautiful planet at kopn.org. Let's play one more from Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys, and we'll get back with the man himself here in just a few minutes. This one is called Ramblin' Song. It's from an album that was released about a year ago or so, maybe a little bit longer, 2018 in June, I think. Anyway, once again, Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
I said, Ma, I want to live life that way. Ma, I want to live life that way. 'Cause the first time I heard that Casey moan, I said, Ma, it sounds like coming home. Ma, it sounds like coming home. When I was a boy, I headed west. I said, the rambling life is the best. Lord, Lord, rambling life is the best. Cold to California, it was hauling coal to California. I met panhandlers and ramblers, lonesome men and gamblers who all told their stories well. They all told the stories well. They said in California the streams ran with gold and money grew on the trees. Money grew on the trees. But when I got there, the streams had run dry. The trees had all been laid away. The trees had all been laid away. Pretty soon I was a desperate man. I was sleeping in ditches eating out of trash cans. Sleeping in ditches eating out of trash cans. But then a man came up and he shook my hand. Said, come with me, I'll make you a rich man. Come with me, I'll make you a rich man. Thank you. I can see. I'm blind as a man can be. I'm blind as a man can be. Searching for shadows and old silhouettes, but I ain't caught one yet. No, I ain't caught one yet. If there's a God up in the sky, I think he likes turning blind eyes. Think he likes turning blind eyes.
Alrighty, there you go. How about that one, everybody? That's called Rambling Song. It's from a record released in, I think, June of 2018 called Turning Blind Eyes. And that album was recorded by my guest who's in the studio with me today, him and his band. His name is Austin Jones. And we're going to get right to it and say, hey, Austin, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning. How are you, my man?
I'm good. I appreciate you coming down on a rainy Friday morning. It's been a while since we've been trying to get this done. I'm glad you were able to come down.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a little soggy, but it's about time.
All right. That's good news. Okay, so how's things going? Doing well?
Things are going so good, really swell.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about you and your band, and for people who aren't familiar, you can kind of bring them up to speed, okay?
Yeah.
Background first, where are you from originally?
So I'm from Florida and moved around a bunch as a kid, but the band really started in St. Louis. That's okay. Where I went to high school with, and that's where I kind of met all the guys that I came up playing music with.
Okay. All right. And as an instrumentalist, are you – I know you're a guitar player. Do you play other instruments as well?
Yeah, guitar is my main axe. You know, I got a mandolin and a banjo that I pick around on a little bit as well. I try to play the piano from time to time. But usually it's best I stick to the guitar.
Okay. One other question before we get to a quick phone call here. I think I've got my friend Sutu on the line real fast here. But anyway, musical training, are you self-taught or were you classically trained or somewhere in between? Or how's that
going? Yeah, mostly self-taught. I had a guitar teacher that kind of taught me the building blocks of theory and you know, how to put songs together and arranging when I was like a freshman in high school. And since then, I've always just tried to surround myself with musicians that are better than me and see how I can kind of learn and get mentored by them as we go along and as we play.
All right. Well, I got a few more questions for you here, but we're going to switch gears for a second and check in with whoever this might be on the telephone here and say, welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Dun, 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 dun. It's Sutu.
Hey, Sutu Forte.
And she's even, that guy to get back to his piano. His piano needs him.
He's working on the piano. He's better on the guitar, though.
I appreciate that. How are you, Mike?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, Sue?
Oh, I'm getting ready to go out. I've got a Pilates appointment in a few minutes, and I got to bear the storm out here. It's fabulous, though, to see all this rain.
Yeah, we need the rain a little bit, and it cooled things off for sure, too. Although, I got a leak in my roof around my chimney, and it's causing me a whole bunch of grief every time it rains.
This is not funny. This is not funny. Okay, raindrops, suck it up, man. Mike's got a leaking chimney.
All right, now, Sutu Forte and Johnny Hodges, what do you guys got going? You got something coming up, right?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. We have a wonderful opportunity, everybody here in Columbia, to embrace a beautiful, just, Columbia needs to be so proud of its restoration of the Blind Boone home, which is right in back of the Second Baptist Church on 4th Street. There is a piano in, actually there's two pianos in the salon. There's two salons on the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
One is an upright piano that is playing Blind Boone's actual piano rolls, and that will welcome people at 12:30 tomorrow. Then at 1 o'clock, Johnny Hodges and I, who have been playing songs together, I play piano and he sings.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a pianist too. We're going to do a program called Let's Go Back, and that means let's go back 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. Beautiful songs by Gershwin, by Nat King Cole, by we're going to do some Bob Dylan,
right.
And Or that guy, Bertolt Brecht, who wrote Mack the Knife from Three Penny Opera. So we want to have a tribute back to a gentler time. And so that's tomorrow at the Blind Boon Home, which is right in back of the Second Baptist Church on 4th Street.
All right. And that is tomorrow from 1 to 3, is that correct?
Johnny and I will begin the program, but we invite you to come early to enjoy the piano rolls
Blind Boon. Yeah.
They're in such good condition. All the labor and love that went into restoring two pianos there and the whole surroundings, it is absolutely exquisite.
And that's
a huge job, and it took something like 9 years to complete. And it is something for Columbia to be incredibly proud of.
You know, we got a bunch of really cool things that are happening. The new Historic Society building is amazing, too. And, you know, there's just a bunch of great stuff that's happening here. Hey, Sue, who's the special guest? His name is Bill Clark.
Oh, my goodness! Well, Bill Clark is indescribably big and important in this community. He wrote columns for the Tribune for 56 years on Missouri history, baseball, birds, and he got real interested in performing artists. He was like a performance review. He's in his mid-80s. He and I collaborate on him reading poetry from the greats. And we're going to do, in our program, we're going to be doing The Ride of Paul Revere, which is a gorgeous poem.
Cool.
He reads, and I play inspired accompaniment.
Very cool.
On the piano. And he and I have done now 52 performances, he says. And he's a treasure. He's an absolute treasure. You got to have him on your show, although I think he would struggle getting up your stairs. but maybe he could do it by phone. But I, the second half is going to be, I'm going to be playing two pieces by Blind Boon, which are, they're tricky. Blind Boon, Mike, do you know Blind Boon, the music of Blind Boon or the life of Blind Boon?
I don't know much about it, I'll be honest with you. I've heard a few of the pieces that get played around here at KOPN once in a while, but to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about the man.
Well, he was blind from age 2 on, and he was incredibly gifted. He's a genius. And he played piano so well and any instrument that he was discovered by John Lang, an entrepreneur, who shot him to stardom. And they created a touring company. Their motto was merit, not sympathy, wins. And they toured all over the United States and in Europe. And these were all African Americans. And you can imagine the kind of hardship. Maybe we can't imagine, but there's a huge resurgence now. He died in 1927. He and his wife are buried in the Columbia Cemetery, along with John Lang. And he wrote so many styles of music. People put him in the category of being a ragtime pianist. In my opinion, he's not a ragtime pianist. His style of umchak is more kind of, in my opinion, kind of a cakewalk, kind of a, it precedes ragtime. But he also does a lot of classical music. His big inspirations were Liszt and Chopin.
Wow.
So he's... Oh, and his grand piano was restored by Frank Hennessy, a great piano authority here in Columbia for a long time. He rebuilt his Chickering grand piano, and it stands over at the Boone History and Culture Center. I am having this concert with Johnny and our assorted guest at Blind Boone's home, everybody, which you must come. There's no price, no tickets. If you feel like you'd like to contribute something, we gratefully accept it, and the money will go towards the upkeep of the pianos and the home.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and I thank you so much for doing it and for being a part of everything like you always have been, Sue. You're amazing, and that's happening beginning at 12:30. The actual show with Sutu and Johnny will get going at 1, but you've got the actual Blind Boon rolls. Now, is that actually played like on a player piano?
They have a player piano. It's in beautiful condition. Steve Fair, Michael Butterworth, these are great piano technicians here in town. They fixed it up. I heard one of the pieces on it that Blind Boone recorded on a piano roll. I stood right there as that roll was turning, and I went, that's the piece that I play, one of the pieces that I play, and here it is. 100 years later, is he's playing of it. He made these rules. Mike, there is a music publishing company here in Columbia called Allen Music Publishing.
Uh-huh.
Had you ever heard of it?
No.
I'm not sure where these piano rolls were actually made, but I'll find out and I'll call you and tell you. But there's apparently they have many of them that Blind Boone, you couldn't make records at that time. This is 1900, so they made rolls,
piano rolls.
And, you know, he is an awesome pianist. It's kind of weird standing there listening to him play. Oh, God. And he died in 1927. But when you walk in that house, you feel his spirit. He is so loved. They have done an incredible job of decorating it in the period. And apparently it's much nicer than it was when he lived there.
I imagine.
But it's stunning. And this is to the credit of Clyde Ruffin, Mike Henry, Bill Clark, and all of the people who are on the Blind Boone Home Foundation board. They have worked really hard, including Parks and Rec. It's a Columbia treasure.
All right. Well, so are you, and I appreciate the phone call. I'm going to get back to my guest here, Mr. Austin Jones, but we'll remind people once again, Sutu Forte, Johnny Hodges, they present Let's Go Back, a salon tribute to a gentler time. Mike Henry's going to host it. You got special guest artist Bill Clark will be there starting tomorrow around 12:30 or so, and the action with Sue and Johnny gets going about 1 o'clock. Sounds good?
You're fantastic. Thank you for your time. And good luck with that chimney.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Sue.
Bye, Mike.
Take care.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Sutu Forte and Johnny Hodges once again tomorrow. That's happening at 12:30 till 3 at the Blind Boone, a historical home, actually, just over there, like Sue said, off of 4th. Okay. All right. It's Mike, and let's get back to our guest here in the studio. I'm going to have you play a song for us, I think. Austin, why don't you do that, and then we'll talk a little bit about songwriting and how you approach it, okay? All right. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. My guest in the studio with me is Mr. Austin Jones. He's the founder of Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys. Very popular, actually. Blues, rock, a little bit of country thrown in there, too. And you can see them all around these parts pretty often. But right now, we're going to hear one from Austin. What do you got for us, man?
I got a little tune called 4 in the Morning.
All right. Here we go.
Neighborhoods like we painted the world, pointing at the porches and naming boys and girls. Our house was gonna have a big backyard, and I remember late at night the windows all rolled down, listening to Harvest driving across town. Your hand in mine felt like a harmony. Your hand in mine, Lord, it felt just like a harmony. Now it's 4 in the morning, and I'm missing. 4 in the morning, and I don't know what to do. Well, we drove up to the mountains, yeah, we went down to the sea. Pitching plenties for plane tickets to all the places we wanted to be. Our life that sunset, all orange and green and blue. Its reflection in your eyes told me a vision, and I knew that not all candles burn as long as you want them to. Not all candles burn as long as you want them to. For the morning, and I'm
wonderful. I'm guessing that one's called Four in the Morning?
That's called Four in the Morning. Spot on.
All right. That is one that I'm not sure I'm familiar with. Is that one that's off any of your records, or is that a new one?
Yeah, so that's actually a new one. We haven't laid down that track yet.
Hey, how about that, everybody? Just got to hear new music from Austin Jones here. I love it.
Heck yeah.
Fantastic. You got plans to, obviously you're going to record more material. The song that we started the show off with is called Cannonball. I realize that that's just a single. Is that something that's going to be part of a larger collection, maybe along with this one?
Yeah, we're thinking that Four in the Morning, Cannonball, and a few other tracks are going to be part of a new record that we want to record.
Okay.
So I've got this set of songs written. Some of them I'm still kind of tightening up and working on. But we think that we're going to probably, over the next 6 months or so, release two or three more singles, and then drop those singles with another four or five songs on a full-length record.
All right. Okay, cool. All right, let's talk about songwriting. I know, are a relatively prolific songwriter. How do you go about it? Is it something that's kind of come spontaneously, or do you sit down and write every day, or?
Yeah, you know, it really has changed, and there's been kind of an ebb and flow of my process over the years. For the longest time, it really was kind of waiting for the muse, waiting for inspiration to hit. And, you know, I sometimes would go a good amount of time without writing anything. And then I would have kind of just an influx of ideas and would get down a few songs in a few days and just really crank things out. But recently I've kind of met in the middle and found this happy medium of starting to work on writing every day, you know, to have more of an intentionality behind it and to keep those ideas flowing. And I feel like that has been really, really good for my creative process, to not just kind of sit around waiting for something to happen. But now it's great because when I have inspiration that does flow up, you know, I have a list of here's some guitar chords and some things I've been working on. Here's like some poetry and some random lyric ideas I had. And then I can pull stuff and work it into kind of the bigger picture of what I'm working on at
the
time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
When did you write your first song?
Oh, shoot. You know, it was probably my freshman year of high school when I started writing stuff down. So I was 14 or 15.
And that's when you started playing guitar as well?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I had played when I was a little bit younger, but went through the classic middle school bull crap of going, no, my fingers hurt. I want to learn Beatles songs. I don't want to learn how to play all these stupid chords. So,
right. All right. What about collaboration? You work with a number of other musicians now with the band. Do you bring a song to them and everybody kind of puts in their own two cents, or is it completed when you bring it there and you say, this is your part, this is how I want you to do it?
Yeah, so collaboration is actually such an important part of the band's process. So I usually will come with kind of the skeleton of a song. You know, I'll have the lyrics, kind of have the basic chords. And sometimes I will have kind of an artistic direction that I want to go with the band, and I'll say, hey, you know, Jake tries some drums like this, Caleb tries a guitar part like this. But sometimes I come and I say, okay, I have this song. I've been playing it like a bluegrass song, but I don't know if I really like it like that.
Right.
I kind of have these ideas. What can we do? And then we just sit and jam it out. And a lot of times we'll play a song, you know, three or four different ways with kind of different styles and different grooves to see
which way you like.
Yeah, like what best fits the lyrics of the song, you know, what best fits the kind of the tone that I'm trying to get across.
Do you find that songs evolve over time? I know a number of other musicians that come in here, sometimes they'll talk about a song that they wrote a few years ago and they play it completely different now than they used to play it.
Yeah, that's really funny. I do that a little bit too. You know, I have some songs that I, you know, wrote in high school or, you know, very early in college that I still play. Mm. But over the time, I've kind of changed the lyrics a little bit, changed the grooves up. And it really helps us too, staying fresh is kind of playing old songs in a new way.
Yeah.
Something I kind of became obsessed with was after reading Bob Dylan's autobiography, Chronicles.
Yeah,
and he talks about how like in the 80s and 90s, he started getting bored because he was playing all the same songs
over
the same way
again.
For 30 years. So he just started changing the lyrics to all of his songs every night and started changing the chords and the grooves and everything. And I think that's so fascinating and such a good way to kind of keep that artistic and that creative energy really flowing through the band.
Yeah, keep it fresh. All right, let's talk about the band. You mentioned Jacob, your drummer. He plays also with Loose Loose. They were down here just a few weeks ago, and he happened to drop in and a line and said, "Oh yeah, I told him you were coming in a few weeks." He's like, "Oh, I play in his band."
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a badass! I swear, I could watch Jacob play drums for the rest of my life.
Yeah, he's killer.
Yeah, so good.
All right, who else makes up the rest of the band?
Yeah, so we got Scales on drums. We have my good buddy Caleb Alexander. He's playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then my buddy Zach is playing bass or upright bass if we're playing more of an acoustic show.
Right.
And then we have an organ player who also helps with horns. His name is Greg Aker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really, really great sax man. And then another horn player, Rob McGrath. And you might have seen those guys. They play in the Columbia Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah, they're out and about once in a while.
Yeah. So they're definitely gigging around.
All right. So the total band, when you're full up, it's six members?
Yep, right. Recently, it's been six. On the record, we have a four-piece horn section, so it's a little bit bigger of a band, but it's hard to get all those fools in a van and get them out to a show.
All right, so... I mentioned that you released a new song just last month, I guess. It's called Cannonball.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely young woman who's singing back up there with you. Her name is Mary Ellen Kirk. How do you and Mary Ellen know one another?
So Mary Ellen and I know each other from my time when I was working at Fretboard Coffee and mm-hmm. helping book shows out there. So we played at Fretboard and I think just on a couple other random bills around Columbia and really hit it off. I mean, she's just one of those vocalists that you send her a track and she comes back and she goes, "You want harmony A, harmony B, or harmony C? I got them all." And I just love singing with her. She's so talented. And wow, what a great piano player, too.
Yeah.
She can really rip.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, do you have plans to do any more with her? Is she going to be involved in any of these other recordings for the new record?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I think that this next record is really going to be driven by the kind of melodies and the harmonies of the songs.
Okay.
So hopefully we can get her back in to sing a little bit more with
all
me.
Right. Yeah. All right. How long has the band been together?
Man, the band has been rocking now for about 5 or 6 years. You know, starting off in St. Louis with a small group of guys and then really kind of getting cemented when I got to Columbia. You know, I was doing it bebop style for a while where we were having just different musicians coming in for every show, which is really good. But I wanted to lock in with a band
and get
really tight.
That's how you do it. Yeah,
so this iteration with these guys is we've been going strong for about 4 years.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let's talk about recording. Where do you record your material?
Yeah, so we record here in town with Pete Skolka.
Sure.
Who is just, like the engineer of my dreams.
He's been down here sitting right where you are.
Okay,
a month or two ago, him and the Crawdaddies came down here and hung out for a little while.
Love the Fry Crawdaddies.
Bunch of talented dudes, let me tell you.
Woo. I mean, just that dude can play anything.
All
he can
of them.
Rip the dirtiest guitar solo. He can melt your face with the piano.
Yeah, yeah.
So working with him and really just getting produced by Pete and having him say, maybe try it a little bit like this, maybe bring this down a little bit, has been just so beneficial and so great for me.
Right on. All right. Well, what do you say? We got some time, or why don't you play another one for us?
All right, yeah, I'd love to play another one for you.
All right, what do you got?
Let's see. I will go ahead and play another new song called Nashville, and we'll be playing this on Sunday with the whole band.
Ah, yeah, we'll have to talk about upcoming shows. We'll do that after this song. You're listening to Open Mic Radio here on KOPN Columbia. My guest in the studio with me is Austin Jones. Austin is the founder of Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys, fantastic local regional band, jamming out for quite a few years now here in Columbia and the surrounding area. We're going to hear another one from him right now.
All right, let's do it.
so many broken hearts I've up and left behind. But there's this girl stuck in my head, and I left her even though I told her we would wed. Yeah, she's from Nashville, Tennessee, and I wonder some nights if she still thinks on me.
Love it, man. Your songwriting is improving, I have to say, because I've listened to stuff all the way back, and I mean that as certainly a compliment. In fact, that's what people should want to hear.
Absolutely.
If you're sounding the same as you sounded 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, I say that you need to be moving forward, right?
So
anyway, fantastic. You're really sounding good, Austin. Your guitar playing is really improving too. Fantastic. That's a beautiful song.
I appreciate it.
Wow. Very, very good. All right, Austin Jones in the studio with me. Let's talk about what you got coming up. You got a show coming up soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be out at Rose for the Bokomo Ramble this coming Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah, the show starts at 7, and we're going to actually be out with some of our favorite bands in Columbia. So the Daves are going to be there. You know, Dave Engel opened up for us on our album release show.
Yeah,
been playing around with Dave for a long time.
Good friend of mine comes down here every so often.
Dave Dernley, baby. I love Dave Dernley.
Another one.
Yeah, and Dave Engel, they're all great. And then we'll be playing with Paul Weber and the Scrappers. I mean, just one of my favorites, man. Some hillbilly rock and roll.
Yeah, they were here 2 weeks ago. We had a great time. They just released a new record.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I actually just picked that up. Justin handed me one. I need to give it a listen. I'm
very good.
And then we'll be playing with Missouri Monsters, which is Mercer and Johnson, along with Chris Gephardt.
Playing guitar.
Yeah, and Chris Gephardt's, man, he's so good. You know, he's been playing around these parts for a long time.
Mercer and Johnson, new record out recently, and they just got back from a little southeast tour. And if you're not familiar with them, check them out as well. And when Chris playing with them, it's awesome. Yeah.
Missouri Monsters.
So the Bokomo Ramble, I guess they've been doing this for quite a few years now. I think there's 7 or 8 of them. That maybe this is the 7th or 8th, I think. So, all right, cool. So that is Sunday, right?
Yep, that's Sunday. It starts at 7 o'clock. I know we'll be hitting the stage around 10:30.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about what's happening, let's run through a couple things that are going on around town this weekend, okay? Tonight at the Blue Note, 90s versus aughts, No Scrubs edition. That's DJ Requiem. They'll be playing a bunch of tunes from the 90s and from the 00s. Let's see. The Blue Note is dark tomorrow night, and that is probably because there's so much going on at Rose. Tonight at Rose, though, you got Happy Hour with Primitive Soul. That'll be out in the park. Probably not if the weather maintains the way that it is right now. But at any rate, 5 o'clock until 7, you got Happy Hour at Rose with Primitive Soul. Then later tonight, Molly Healy playing at Rose with the whole band, and they'll be opened by a band called OK Samaritan, who I'm familiar with. Are you familiar with those guys?
I don't want to front.
Yeah, all right. And then, let's see, tomorrow at Rose, Big Smith, we got the Summerfest concert. That's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Those guys have been doing it for years and years around here. And if you're looking for some good hillbilly throw down, bluegrass, stomp grass, whatever you want to call it, Big Smith will do it up. We got William Elliott Whitmore opening up for them
So good.
Really? Tell me about him. I'm not familiar.
Oh, he's so great. So he plays banjo, plays guitar, and is just an incredible songwriter.
Local guy as well?
No, he's not a local guy, but he's kind of been in the schedule of playing here in Columbia about once a year. He usually has come through every summer.
Okay, so that's worth seeing. Big Smith with William Elliott Whitmore. That's tomorrow night. And that's a Summerfest show that should be outside, assuming, again, that the weather's okay. And then, of course, Sunday at Rose, what Austin's just talking about, we got the Bokomo Ramble. That's Missouri Monsters. You got Paul Weber, Austin Jones, and the Boot Heel Gang, and the Daves. That's going to be a great show. A bunch of stuff all day there.
Oh, yeah.
Or all evening, I guess. All right, let's look real quick at Berlin. Looks like tonight you've got True False Music presenting Havdi and Lamelda, and I think Ray Fitzgerald is opening that show. In fact, I'm certain of it, and that's always someone who's worthwhile to see. Ray's just fantastic and remarkable singer and a beautiful songwriter. So that's tonight at Berlin. Tell 'em Tapes presents Ripped Jeans, Vitalis, and Sissy Paycheck. That's September 3rd. That's Monday or Tuesday, but I wanted to mention it anyway because Lou Nevins was here last week, and of course Lou performs with Sissy Paycheck, so I wanted to mention that. Let's see what's happening at the Roachport store. The Boone Howlers tonight. A lot of fun with those guys always. And the Blue Stooges playing some blues music tomorrow night. That's at the Roachport General Store. If you want to go down to the river, you can go down to Catfish Katie's and La Movida tonight from 6 to 8, again, weather permitting, I guess. I think they'll do it inside. You ever play down there at Catfish Katie's, Austin?
Yeah, they'll do it inside. We actually just played there a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's like a kind of really nice in-between. You know, it's like a little gazebo you play inside.
That's a neat facility.
Some outside
playing. They've done a great job out there.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so cool. La Movida tonight. I wonder if my friend Memphis Chris will be down there with them. He normally plays and sings for La Movida. Anyway, 6 to 8 tonight at the Station House, and then tomorrow you got Tim Gaines be playing in the afternoon, 2 o'clock until 4, and then Blake Gardner and the Farmers will be playing from 6 to 8 tomorrow night. That's all happening at Catfish Katie's down there. Loose at the A-Frame, that is tomorrow night, Saturday, August 31st. Les Bourgeois have been doing a great job with music this year and last year as well, but this year they really upped it. So great job for them. We got Loose tomorrow night at Les Bourgeois, and that's a free show as well. Just go down there to the A-Frame and hang out. And I would mention Cooper's Landing, but the website is, I'm hoping, under reconstruction. But regardless, I'm not sure what's happening at Cooper's. If somebody's playing down there, and I'm sure somebody out there listening probably is, give us a call here at 443-8255, and we'll let everyone know what's happening down there at Cooper's, all right? All right, Austin, we have got about 10 minutes. You want to play one more?
Yeah,
you got time for one more?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do one more, and then I'll tell people to stick around for Diana Moxon. And Speaking of the Arts, it's coming at 10 o'clock, but I'm not going to chat too long because we're getting tight for time, and I want to hear this song. Austin Jones in the studio with me. It's Open Mic Radio. What are you going to play?
All right, I'm going to play a little song called Out in the Wind. Kind of having fun playing some new songs.
So I sure appreciate you playing the new stuff for us. It's fantastic. Thanks,
Thank
Austin.
You.
Here we go.
We tune because we care real quick.
We're going to tune because we care. And I will tell you also that all afternoon and evening on KOPN on Fridays is a great time to keep your radio tuned in here. We've got great stuff coming all day. So afternoons, I guess, around 4 o'clock, you've got Penguin Tracks with Jill doing some great music and always doing some interviews as well. Power Pop Pat gets at you at 6 o'clock doing the Power Pop Pat Punk and Pop Hours. Until 8 o'clock, and then, of course, you got the Grateful Dead and all kinds of great stuff coming on throughout the midnight hour. So keep it locked here at KOPN 89.5 FM. And once again, we're always streaming on the web at kopn.org. And now, back to Austin Jones.
After a dramatic pause. I've been drinking in every way. I might go a few more days if things don't change. Well, whiskey's like a time machine, like you're floating through a dream that just won't
change. Got a dirty heart and a filthy soul. Back to the bottle I'll always go. I've done it before, Lord, I'll do it again. I got the goddamn name cursed by my kin. And I'm stuck out in the wind. Yeah, I'm stuck out in the wind. Well, shadows pass through at night, remind me of better times before things change. If you want to pass safe through my mind, you better come drenched in wine, and that won't change. Got a dirty heart and a filthy soul. Back to the bottle I'll always go. I've done it before, Lord, I'll do it again. I got this goddamn name cursed by my kin, and I'm stuck out in the wind. I'm stuck out in the wind. Sitting in the evening rain, hating how things stay the same, yet always change. Well, Mama called the other day. She told me, son, you could be saved if you just change. Got a dirty heart and a filthy soul. Back to the bottle I'll always go. I've done it before and I'll do it again. I got this goddamn name, it's cursed by my kin, and I'm stuck out in the wind. Yeah, I'm stuck out in the wind.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Austin. Wow, everybody. Austin Jones, sounding just great, dude. Okay, so catch him and the band.
Hell Sunday, yeah, Sunday, baby.
At Bocamo Ramble, and let's hope the weather cooperates. I think it's supposed to clear up, actually, on Sunday. So that's going to be awesome down there at Rose Park. You got Austin and his band, along with a bunch of other great musicians, Paul and the Scrappers. You got Mercer and Johnson, along with Chris Gephardt, the Missouri Monsters. And who else is there?
The Daves.
And the Daves, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so yeah, check that out and enjoy the weekend. We're going to wrap it up here. I've got one more that I'm going to play from Austin on the way out, but I will tell you to come on back next week. I'm not sure who's going to be with me, but we've got Effie Lillig on deck, Nick Gorham, Mary Ellen Kirk, Sliced Bread, Ray Fitzgerald, if I can twist her arm. I love Ray, and her and I are actually good friends, but she doesn't do radio well. The Adaptation, Lee Ruth, So Far, Columbia, the gang from So Far.
Yeah, played a So Far show.
You did a So Far show. Absolutely. In fact, they just sent me a message and said that they love Austin and that you're one of theirs. So,
oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, so they'll be here sometime in the next few weeks and we'll talk about what they do. The Lemon Settlement coming up, John Thomas, Johnny O from the Hoot and Hollers, Dylan Walsh, who knows who else. So anyway, we're running out of time, so thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the program, and stick around for Diana. And speaking of the arts, and get out there and enjoy yourself this weekend. There's always great stuff happening around our lovely town. And we didn't talk too much about the scene. I mean, what do you make of the Columbia music scene?
Oh, I love it. It's a beautiful one. You know, I think it's a really great community. I'm really stoked I was able to slide into it. There's just so many different types of music going on, you know, whether you want to hear a country show or you want to hear like a thrash punk show, you know, you can probably find one in a few days in Columbia.
True. There's a lot going on, and we're sure fortunate enough to have it. So,
absolutely.
Austin, I got so much else to talk with you about. We're going to have to do this again because I got a bunch of questions I didn't even get to. So.
Oh, I'd love to be back, my man.
All right, we'll do it again. And in the meantime, you can catch Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys Sunday at the Bocamo Ramble. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Here's one more from the band. This is called The Staying Song, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Talk to you all next week. Take care of yourselves.
Just be gone.